This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Joey Murray. Joey, when did you first pitch in a baseball game?
Man, I don't know. I think I was probably nine. Wasn't that good. Probably didn't know where the ball was going. Couldn't throw a lot of strikes. But yeah, started pretty early for me up there on the mound.
But you just kept at it until you got better?
Yeah. It took a long time for me to get better at it. Wasn't always that good. Just kind of kept grinding at it, and eventually something clicked.
Okay. Do you remember when it was that something clicked, or did it just surprise you sometime?
Yeah, it was probably my sophomore year of high school. Was before then, was never really that great of a pitcher, kind of just average. Yeah. And then that off season, just kind of worked my butt off, and I had a big velo jump, and here we are.
From where to where?
Freshman year, I was around 73, topping out, and then after that, during the sophomore year, I was probably 82, 83.
Was there a growth spurt, or you looked like the same Joey, you were just throwing harder?
I was the same guy, but I started lifting a lot, and being from Ohio, it snows a lot, and so you can't really do too much in the winter, or so I thought. And then I saw the Jagger video, the long toss video online, and I was like, that looks kind of fun. So I went out and did that about 3 to 4, maybe 5 times a week, just for the whole off season, and then just kind of start throwing harder.
And then your sophomore to your junior season, did things even take that extra jump up?
I was hoping it would. I ended up getting sick in January of my junior year. I think I made probably about 3-4 starts maybe. Lost a good amount of weight, and kind of took a while for me to kind of get back on my feet.
How long did it take?
Till I was really good to go, probably about 13 months. So took a while, but
that's a setback.
Yeah, definitely. Kind of took a halted the whole college recruiting process.
Yeah.
So going into my senior year, I only had one NAIA school talking to me. Got onto a good kind of fall team and kind of got some looks and ended up getting my one and only D1 offer to go to Kent State and took it, and here we are. It worked out.
Do you remember where you were when Kent State offered?
Yeah, I was actually in Coach Duncan's office, head coach. I think it was about a week or two prior, I was pitching at Kent State for my fall team. And I think I went 3 innings and I think probably 8 or 9 strikeouts. Coach Birkbeck, the pitching coach, saw me. He gave his phone number to my manager. And then he kind of gave me the number after the game and said, hey, give him a call. And so I actually gave him a call that night. It was probably about 10 o'clock, and kind of we just went from there, visited 2 weeks later. They gave me an offer to play, and took it. The smartest move I've probably ever made.
What was the best game you pitched in high school?
No, that's tough. I had a perfect game, but to be honest, I think that was probably the worst I pitched all year. I just didn't really have any command of the ball or anything like that, and kind of a lot of luck. I remember first inning, my center fielder, C.J. Saunders, made a diving catch out in right center field. And just solid defensive plays all around, and they were just super aggressive. But my best was probably my last start of high school. We ended up losing. Went 10 innings and ended up getting no decision. But that was probably the best game that I've probably ever thrown.
That perfect game. I know a lot of pitchers who, when they're throwing a no-hitter, everybody leaves them alone. Mm-hmm. For that, were you just saying, it's not me, it's you guys?
No, I can't really remember what was going through my head. I know I didn't get nervous until the last inning. And I've had a lot of chances at it in high school my senior year, but I kind of just never really went my way. A lot of, like, one-hitters and two-hitters and things like that.
Yeah.
And then, so we played 7 innings in high school. And once I got through the 6th inning, like, I just walking off the mound, like, I don't normally get nervous once I'm out there, and walking off that mound in the 6th inning, I thought I was going to throw up. So, and then nobody said a word to me or anything like that, and then went out for the last inning, and during warm-ups I probably threw probably 2 pitches. I was too nervous to throw the ball. I was shaking like a leaf, and I don't remember what happened that inning. All I remember is the last play. It was a ground ball to shortstop. And he made the play, solid defender up the middle, and made the play. And I don't really remember anything else after that.
Do you still have the baseball?
Yeah, I gave it to my mom. Yeah.
Were there any other baseballs that you've kept along the way from high school through college?
Yeah, I mean, I have a couple, probably almost all of them, given my mom. Yeah. I have my like my strikeout setting ball for the Mac. Gave that to my mom. A couple no hitter balls, probably somewhere in my room. And then my first win here actually against Fort Wayne, first start of the year. And my girlfriend, my mom, and my aunt were at the game, and I gave the ball to my girlfriend.
That's wonderful.
All right, let's talk about your Mac exploits. Because anybody who saw you, and I'm working with the Central Michigan Chippewa, everybody knows the name of Joey Murray. How did you establish yourself as the Mac strikeout king?
I have no idea. So it's kind of weird because my freshman year, we had Eric Lauer, and he was National Player of the Year. And so kind of after that, I kind of just assumed everybody had a guy like that. It was just things were normal. Like shutouts were normal. Like you didn't really think anything of it. Especially as a freshman, I've never watched college baseball before that. So, like, things were just kind of normal. And then after that, like, my sophomore year, it was just like, man, like you kind of realize, like, how crazy his season actually was. But I didn't even think – I was a Sunday guy my sophomore year. I didn't really think I was doing that well, to be honest with you. I knew I was, like, striking a bunch of guys out and stuff like that. But I was going, like, 4 or 5 innings every time. Pitch count was getting super high. And I had a meeting with – my pitching coach and my head coach, and we were just talking about it, and I was frustrated with the way the season was going, and they were like, no, like, you got to keep doing what you're doing. And I ended up winning, like, conference pitcher of the year, and I honestly had no idea, like, I was even in the running for it until, like, the last week of the season when somebody told me. But I mean, and ever since then, I was just like, kind of like, man, like, if I'm doing this right now and I don't think I'm doing that well, like, then know what I can do whenever I'm actually feeling well out there.
So at what point did you actually say, now I'm pitching to my own standards?
I mean, I don't know. I've never really felt that, like, I don't really think that at one point I've ever been, this is the best that I can be. I'm kind of like a perfectionist out there. So I always kind of nitpick things. I mean, there was a stretch my junior year of college where I was striking out double-digit guys for probably about a month, and that's probably the best that I felt. But I mean, even to that point, like, you can look at results and say, like, that's the best I've pitched, but I was mainly like fastball, curveball, and wasn't doing much else. And they were just kind of they're swinging at balls out of the zone whenever I should be walking them. So that probably wasn't the best I've pitched, but results wise that was probably the best.
Did you have a favorite sequence that you would go to for a strikeout?
Man, I don't know. It kind of depends on the batter. I mean, I'm a big fastball up guy, so I got a lot of rise on my fastball. So I love kind of 0-2, taking them up out of the zone and them swinging at the ball at their chin. Just because I know that at least whenever I used to hit, I used to feel pretty mad whenever I'd take it out of the zone. So just kind of seeing their reaction whenever they're all frustrated, swinging the balls over their head, and watching them walk back to the dugout is a pretty good feeling.
With Lugnuts pitcher Joey Murray, do you remember what was the first time you ever heard your fastball called an invisible?
It was definitely last year. I never even thought anything of it. I figured I was just kind of getting lucky with fastballs up in the zone. And then one of my teammates, he referred to it as an invisible, and then like kind of things like rising fastball and things like that. So that all kind of started in the middle of last year is when I finally kind of heard those kind of things.
So I'm down in spring training. That's where I met you. That's where I met Josh Winkowski. And that's where Tony Kostras first told me about the way that you throw it and the spin rate. Mm-hmm. And I heard Josh say, I've never seen anybody throw a pitch the way that you throw it. How did you discover? How did you teach yourself, or how did somebody teach you how to throw a pitch?
Nobody ever really taught me. I don't know if I got lucky, and I just, yeah, that's just the way I started throwing and just kept with it. But yeah, nobody ever really like said like try to spin it like or anything like that. I just kind of happened, just luck of the draw, I guess.
So now that you know that you've got the spin rate, now that you know that you've got the invisible, how do you best use it to your advantage?
I mean, I still got to work up and down the zone, but I definitely wouldn't consider myself a ground ball pitcher. So if I locate it down the zone, it's got to be down. It's got to be across the knees because it'll look like it's below the zone, and then just a lack of drop, then it'll kind of sneak in the strike zone. I get burned whenever I miss kind of like thigh high slightly below middle of the zone, and then just kind of keeping the ball up late in the counts, things like that. Just kind of give hitters fits.
You throw more than one pitch. How's that curveball going?
It's good. It's pretty off and on right now. That was mainly my go-to in college, but one of my goals coming into the season, and it has been my goal for probably about 4 years now, is try to learn a changeup. And it was kind of weird because whenever it was my second start against Western Michigan, when we were there, Tony came up to me between innings. It was like my second to last inning. He's like, why aren't you throwing any changeups? And I was like, I don't like to. It's not very good. And then I kind of just bought in like mid inning. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to throw this changeup as hard as I can and try to get it to move as much as I can. And the dude swung and missed at it. And like, I just remember kind of chuckling to myself on the mound. And I was like, that was a really weird feeling that he just swung and missed. So I threw it again. He swung and missed again. Threw a fastball up. He took it and threw another changeup low in the zone. He swung and missed. And I just remember walking around the mound just laughing to myself at the fact that I just struck somebody out with a changeup, which I've never done before.
I heard the other side of the conversation because I get to hear Tony and Jeff Ware, the roving pitching coordinator, talk about it. And Jeff couldn't get over your changeup. So the circle change, when did you first start experimenting with the circle change?
Probably sometime early in high school. It was one of those pitches that we were always like, said like, you got to learn how to throw a changeup. And luckily, because my fastball has a lot of life, I was kind of getting away with it throughout the years. And then Coach Burke Beck and I, my pitching coach at Kent State, we really worked a lot over the past couple of years. And I don't know if it's because I never really bought in or I never really got a good feel for it. I just couldn't develop one. And then I don't know if, once again, I kind of just luck of the draw, just fell into a grip that I liked. But I don't know. I don't know, just kind of got lucky.
Besides baseball, what else do you really enjoy?
I used to be a big golfer. I'll probably end up taking that back up this off season. I used to snowboard a lot. Just like hanging out with my friends and family, just kind of relaxing, having a good time, just being around everybody.
Looking at this Lugnut starting lineup, it's fun to watch, and they're leading the league in so many different categories. So, from a pitcher's perspective, what makes this Lugnut's offense tough?
Man, every single series, they just keep getting better and better. Whether it's play discipline, kind of being smart with runners on, so kind of situational hitting. If there's a guy in second and third with less than two outs or anything like that, they're not trying to do too much by put a ball out of the yard. They're just trying to do a job and get a guy in. So I think it's just we have a great team, great team chemistry, and like especially in the locker room, we all get along great. It's just a really fun group of guys to be around and play ball with. So I think those are two of the big strengths of our team is just our discipline on offense and just the fact that everybody wants everybody to be successful and just everybody gets along so great.
Joey, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Joey Murray. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.